Ryan knew better than to try to remove the Armalite from Trader by force. Over the years, Ryan had sometimes wondered what would happen if the two of them had ever gotten into a no-holds-barred fight. In the early Warwag days, the idea that he might ever be able to beat his leader was nonsense. Trader would have simply broken him into small pieces. Later, it had preoccupied Ryan to the extent that he had seriously considered trying to provoke Trader into a knockdown, kicking, and gouging brawl to try to test himself. But Ryan had enough sense to know that it would be a no-win situation. If he lost to Trader, then it would diminish the respect of the rest of the Warwag's crews. If he beat the Trader, then the old man would almost certainly have killed him. Now, Ryan would have backed himself, younger, faster, and stronger than Trader. But even now, it wouldn't have been a sure thing.
Who are you, and why was my blaster in... I'll be hung, dried, and quartered for the crows. I feel sicker than a gutshot swampy.
It's me, Ryan. We made the jump, Trader. Lie still for a while and get over it.
I'm fine. No, not fine at all.
Everyone was lurching back toward consciousness, with the exception of Doc. Mildred crawled to check him out, turning his head to one side, pushing her fingers into his mouth to make sure that he wouldn't swallow his tongue.
I worry about him making jumps. It screws up his metabolism and his head is always badly muddled afterward.
Ryan stood, steadying himself with a hand against the cold walls of the gateway chamber. JB and Dean were also vertical now. Jack had lain down again. If possible, his face was even more pale than usual, with a light greenish tint to it. Trader carefully checked his Armalite and slipped the safety off again.
Air smells reasonable here.
Pew color to the walls. They all different?
Most are. I've seen red, purple, green, blue, and yellow.
The last one was silver.
Right. How's Doc coming along, Mildred?
Pulse and respiration are picking up some. Should be back with us in a few minutes.
You reckon this is good to breathe, Ryan? Tastes like the inside of a shithouse.
I've known worse. You have to remember that we're likely inside a redoubt that hasn't been entered in close to 100 years. Only the reliable nuke gens keep power and aircon going. Always tastes a little stale and flat.
Let's go wreck.
No, Trader. A place like this, we all stick together. You never know what kind of triple red danger you might find.
There are enough of us with enough blasters to take anything and anybody out. If I'd had half a dozen well-armed troops with me when I started out trading, I could sure as shit be the Baron of all the Deathlands by now.
Like we said before, Trader, that was then, and this is now.
Sure, sure. I'm just an old fart. Like a fruit been sucked dry. That's how you two see it.
Oh, I love it when you try to turn on the self-pity, Trader. I never saw a man who looked less like a dried fruit.
Maybe. Maybe, Lady Red. All these redoubts as hot as this one?
Doc's coming around. Why not open the door of the chamber, Ryan? Give us all a little more space and air.
Sure. Everyone on triple red.
Everyone except for Mildred and Doc had their guns drawn and ready. Ryan moved to the door, trying to make out signs of anything beyond it. But the orange color was so vivid that it was impossible. Trader started to push forward past him, but Ryan held out his hand.
Hold it.
What?
You heard me, Trader. Times like this, there has to be one voice, and it's mine. Is that clear?
Ryan turned and stared Trader full in the face, holding his gaze, until Trader shuffled his feet and glanced away.
Yeah, fine with me. Just that I always hated hanging around a place.
We wait for Doc.
They always have these little bitty rooms stuck on the outside of them.
Gateway chambers? Yeah. Pretty well all of them. Most are just like this. No bigger than 10 feet or so across. The majority are stripped bare.
Beyond is the control room?
Like the one back in New Mexico, you mean? Yeah.
Can we at least step into this room here?
Sure, Trader. But don't touch that other door.
Doc's eyes are moving, Dad!
Thanks, son.
Trader, Abe, and Dean stepped from the chamber, followed a moment later by Jack. Ryan, JB, and Christy waited, watching Mildred kneeling with Doc's grizzled head cradled in her lap. Doc's eyes opened, staring around like a newborn baby's, not focusing on anything in the glass-walled room. The tip of his tongue moistened his lips.
I am feeling better.
Shit. Come on. Come on, Doc.
I confess that I scarcely felt even the most nugatory pain from the extraction, my dear fellow. Best piece of fang carvery I ever knew. I will commend you to any of my friends who seek the aid of a dentist.
Come on, Doc. He's nearly back with us. Just one more step.
My mother? Let me tell you about my mother.
Snap out of it, Doc. We got places to go and things to do.
I had wondered whether I had passed into that dark bourne from which no traveler returns. But I would have awakened to angel voices and sweet singing. Not to your ill-tempered visage, Dr. Wyeth.
Mildred moved quickly away from Doc.
Fuck you too, Doc.
Ryan grinned at Christy. It looked like things were already back to normal. Perhaps as a result of the jump, Doc apparently had no recollection of ever having met Suki Smith, and none of the companions was willing to broach the subject.
And your room's empty.
Then we move into the control area, still on triple red. Ready?
It's in good condition.
Go check the outer door, William. Make sure the green lever's pointing down.
Right.
There was no trace of any fault or flaw in the main control area to the gateway chamber, nor was there any sign of any human activity. It was as though it had been built and manned by robots who had completed their set tasks and then quietly and tidily made their exits.
Not even some fossilized chewing gum under any of the desks.
Midnight on fifth tone after message. No message from Central. All quiet. Midnight ends.
Has that thing been talking to nobody for 100 years?
Doc sat at one of the comp keyboards, looking at the endless flow of data that was scrolling up the screen, like a reversed river of gibberish.
Once programmed, those things, as you call them, will loyally carry out their preset duties until time ends.
I've never heard one in any of the other redoubts. Wonder why they left it on.
A better question is why they bothered to turn it off in the other places. Nothing here for us. Let's go out and wreck a little, lover. Might even find some beds for the night.
Sounds good. You said that some of these places had plenty of blasters, and some had food and shit like that?
Some do, some don't.
Might as well go and take a look. JB, you know the drill for opening the big sex steel doors. Rest of you get on watch. Still triple red.
Triple red warning must be in case one of these illuminated screens gets off its ass and attacks us.
Ryan ignored Trader. JB put his hand on the large green lever at the side of the massive door. It was down in the locked position. The Smith & Wesson M4000 scattergun was propped against the wall next to him, the Uzi slung over his shoulders. Everyone else had their weapons out and ready as they crouched in a semicircle around the entrance to the control room.
Ready, Ryan?
Do it.
Few inches for starters?
Yeah. Hold it.
A tiny slit of light appeared beneath the bottom of the sex steel, widening to 8 or 9 inches. Ryan dropped flat on his belly, sliding to peer under the door. He could see the wall of the passage opposite, brightly lit. By squinting, he could make out the curve of the corridor both ways. There was no sign of any sort of life. For a moment, Ryan thought that he might have caught a very faint sound, but when he strained for it, the noise was gone.
Watch out for the attack of the killer dust balls.
Ryan found it interesting and increasingly irritating the way that his old war chief was reacting. If Trader had been in charge of the group in an alien environment where a danger could threaten them from anywhere, he would have been the first to insist on triple care being taken by everyone. Now it seemed Trader couldn't resist getting in little sarcastic digs.
Right. JP, take her all the way up.
They all waited, taut and silent, until the vanadium steel door had opened to the top. There was no movement from outside in the corridor.